Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Ayin Ches, Sanhedrin 78a, pagination is 155. Starting from the Mishnah, three lines up from the bottom. Hamake es chaveru. A person strikes his friend, bein be'even, bein be'egrof, whether with a stone or whether with his fist. Ve'amduhu lemisa. And the estimation after the blow was that it was a death blow, that the impact that it had on the person was such that he would die from the blow. Now, the person obviously was warned not to kill the person that he struck, and there was Edim and Hasra, witnesses and a warning. And our question really is whether he's indeed liable for the death of the person that eventually died. And the reason for the confusion is because, as the Mishnah continues, Vehekel mimasha haya. The person lightened in his illness from what he was at the time that they did the original assessment following the blow. Ula'acha mikan hechbid. And afterwards, it got heavy again. It got very serious. Umes, and then he died. Chayiv, the Tanakhama, the first opinion in the Mishnah, says that the person who struck in such a way is chayiv, is liable, is considered a capital offense, punishable by capital punishment. So let's look at this again. He struck the person, and it looked like it was a death blow. But then things got good for a period of time, and then the person died. So the first opinion is chayiv. That's considered a death blow, even though he got better in between. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Potter. Rabbi Nechemya says he's Potter. And the Mishnah concludes, Sheraglayim ledavar, because there's basis to argue what we're arguing, which is, as Rashi explains, Shalo meis machmas makazu, that the person did not die because of this blow, Sharei Hekel, because he got better in between. And therefore, Rabbi Nechemya rules, Potter, he's absolved. So we have a question in front of us. Do we paskin like the Tanakhama, or do we paskin like Rabbi Nechemya? Do we paskin that even though he got better in between, but the illness that followed was a relapse resulting from the original striking? Or do we say that the getting better in between was nothing more than the ups and downs of an illness, and that illness was inflicted by the original blow, and eventually he died from it? How do we paskin? And we will see in the Rambam that the Rambam paskins like the Tanakhama, that is considered capital punishment. In that, we consider the death from the original blow. Let's look at the Rambam, Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Perek Dalid, Halacha Gimel. Hamakes chavero be'even o be'egrof. A person strikes his fellow with a stone or a fist, or kayotze bohen, or anything like that. Omdemoso, we do an evaluation. Imamdu lechayim, if he's evaluated that he's going to live. Nosin chamisha devarim v'niftar, we make him liable in the five different types of payments, and he's off the hook. Va'afilu chola hamuka v'ichbidu meis, machmas hamaka, hareza potter. Even if later, after the evaluation, the person finds the illness getting worse and eventually dies, he remains absolved because the original assessment was that it was not a death blow. v'imamdu l'misa, but if they evaluated that it was a death blow, osrim es ha'maka b'veis ha'soar, they would lock up the one who hit in a jail, umamtinim loze, and we wait and we see what happens. Obviously, we hope he lives, but it's been assessed as a death blow. Imes yehareg ha'maka. If the person in fact dies, so then the person locked up, the person who did the striking, is liable for capital punishment. V'mheikav v'nisrapa refuah shalema. But if he got totally better, v'holach b'shuk al raglov kishor habiriyim, and he walked in the marketplace on his own feet, like other healthy people, mishalem amaka chamisha devarim v'niftar, then indeed, we only hold this person who's been locked up for a period of time, we only hold them liable for the five payments, and he's off the hook, because it turns out that the guy got better. And the Rambam clarifies something. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Al Mishanto, on his strength, is the way we're translating it. But a mishan is something you lean on his support. Says the Rambam, Eino sheyahalech v'hu nishan al ha-mata. It's not that he's walking and he's leaning on a stick, a walking stick, or al acher, or on another person. Sha'afila anota lomos yochal lahaloch al ha-mashenes. Because even a person who's on his way to die can walk if you support him properly. So that doesn't prove that he's better. When it says in the pasuk that he was able to walk, and that means he's better, elashiyah mahalech al mashenes burio, it's talking that he's able to walk on his own strength, which is indeed how the Targum Unculus words it, al burye, on his own strength, v'lo yiyat tzarech koach acher lihishain alav, and he doesn't need anybody else for him to lean on. Halacha hei. And here, the wording of the Rambam makes it interesting. Amduhu lemisa, they evaluated him that it was a death blow. Veheikal mima shahaya, and it got lighter, the illness alleviated. Ula'ach mikan hichbit, and then it got heavier, the case of our Mishnah. Umeis, and he died. Hareza nerag, he's going to get killed, which is what we've been dealing with. What do you do when there's a relapse? Says the Rambam, Ve'ein omdim oso omed sheni kishehekal. You don't do a new evaluation that at one point it got lighter. Sheraglayim ledavar, because there's basis for our reasoning. And what's confusing over here, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, Posak Rabbeinu Ketana Kama, the Rambam is paskening like the first opinion that he's liable on the relapse case, even though he got better for a period of time, but when he finally dies, he's liable. The problem is that the Rambam uses raglayim ledavar, this basis for it, which were the words of Rabbi Nechemya in trying to substantiate his ruling that the person is absolved because he got better in between. V'tzarech lomar, says the Kesef Mishnah, you have to say, Sherabbeinu mefarish, that the Rambam understood the Mishnah in a different way of punctuation. Shesiyem divrei tanakamohem, that the words raglayim ledavar are the end of the first opinion, v'hochi kamar, and this is what the Mishnah is saying. There is a dissenting opinion of Rabbi Nechemya that he would be potter because he got a little better in between, but sheraglayim ledavar, this basis, shemeis machmas makozu, that he died because of the blow. Share mitchila amdu lemisa, because originally they evaluated him that it's a death blow. And indeed, even though there were a few good days in between, he actually died from it. And that's what raglayim ladavar means. This Mishnah comes up in the last parak of Nazir, and over there the Teferis Yisrael indeed writes, Raglayim ledavar shemachmas ha'akomes. The words raglayim ledavar mean that he died from this blow. Sha'arei rak heikal, because it only lightened. Velonis rapa legamre, and he did not get totally healed. So in practical matters, if we had such a situation that we had to evaluate, if it only lightened, that's the ruling of the Tanakhama, that if he eventually dies, it's attributed to the blow, unless al mishanto, he reached the point that he was able to walk outside on his own strength. And at that time, we're able to say that the blow is over, and eventually people die. That's not attributed to the person who hit him, and instead, the person who hit would be liable for damage-type payments, but not as a capital offense. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.